With Other Eyes by Luigi Pirandello. As she turned away from the window with a sigh, Anna noticed that her husband had forgotten that morning to disturb his bed, as was his custom when he did not want the servants to know that he had not slept in his own bedroom. She leaned her elbows on the bed and then stretched out, pressing her blonde head on the pillows and closing her eyes, as if to enjoy in the freshness of the linen her husband's dreams. Her husband was going away that evening, and she had come into his room to prepare his bags. When she opened the wardrobe, she heard a squeak in one of the inside compartments and started back in alarm. Gathering her skirts around her legs, she took a walking stick with a curved handle from the corner and tried to open the door with it. When she pulled, instead of the door, a bright steel blade came out of the stick. This was so unexpected that she shuddered and let the handle of the stick fall. Kicking aside the sword blade, she pulled out the compartment, full of old discarded clothes of her husband. In a sudden burst of curiosity, she began to arrange them, and as she replaced a faded old jacket, she felt something in the pocket which cracked like a letter. She wondered what the letter could be, which had lain there forgotten for so many years. In this way, Anna discovered the photograph of her husband's first wife. Pale with excitement, she ran to the window and stood for quite a while staring at this unknown image. The huge cape and old-fashioned clothes prevented her at first from seeing how beautiful that face was. But as soon as she realised the features, disconnecting them from the clothes of the period, she was struck by the eyes and was filled with a feeling of jealousy and hatred. Her jealousy was posthumous, but her hate was mixed with the contempt which she had felt for the other woman when she had married her present husband. That was 11 years after the domestic tragedy which had suddenly destroyed his first household. Anna had hated that woman because she could not understand how she could have been unfaithful to the man whom she now adored. She also hated her because her own parents had opposed her marriage to Bivio, as if he were responsible for the disgrace and violent death of the unfaithful wife. She knew this must be Victor's first wife, the woman who had killed herself. This was proved by the inscription on the back of the photograph. To my darling Victor, from his Almira, November 11th, 1913. Anna's knowledge of her death was very vague. All she knew was that when her husband discovered he was being deceived with the impassiveness of a judge, he compelled her to take her own life. At the moment, she recalled with satisfaction her husband's condemnation, because she was exasperated by that darling Victor and that his Almira, as if that woman had wanted to show how close were the bonds which existed between her and Victor, just simply to annoy her. This first emotion of hate, prompted by her sense of rivalry, was followed by a feminine curiosity to examine the features of that face, a curiosity almost restrained by that strange consternation which one experiences on seeing something that has belonged to someone who died a tragic death. A consternation all the more profound in her case because it was bound up with her love for the husband who had once belonged to this other woman. Looking at the face, Anna immediately noticed how unlike her own it was. And at once she wondered in her heart how on earth her husband could have ever loved this woman, though he certainly must have thought her beautiful, if he could then fall in love with a person as different as herself. Even to her, this face seemed beautiful, much more beautiful than her own, and in the picture she seemed to be a brunette, and to think that those lips had kissed her husband's. But why those sad lines around the mouth? Why the melancholy in those intense eyes?